33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. At a time when washing hands and social distancing or social isolation are being touted as best weapons in the world war against coronavirus, Texas Standard's Joy Diaz has been looking at the feasibility of social isolation in multicultural, multi-generational households.
It took a lot of hand-wringing to decide whether we should have a party and celebrate my sister's 40th birthday this past Sunday. The recommendation at the time was to avoid gatherings of 250 people. So I looked at it this way. Even with the family and friends we invited, we would be well under the guidelines. And my sister has been battling an illness since 2016. So making it to 40 was worthy of a celebration. We bit the bullet. By Monday, however, we were instructed to practice social isolation and to limit gatherings to 50 people. Then, gatherings shrunk to 10. But Texas is a multicultural state, and in some cultures, like mine for instance, we are strongly encouraged to kiss and hug each other every time we meet. It's almost disrespectful not to do so. So I called University of Texas anthropologist Richard Flores to ask about the weight of culture at a time of social isolation.
Culture is not an iron cage. Culture is a very powerful force, but it is not something that we inhabit, and therefore there is very little latitude in how we think and act.
If social isolation is a goal we can achieve in spite of our culture, it is a goal harder to achieve while living in a multi-generational household.
Why is social isolation so difficult for y'all?
Well, my mother is deaf.
Yuri Ramirez is 34, married with 3 children. Her mother lives with the family.
So there's no way that we can isolate ourselves from her. She and our house is not that big. It's a one story. So we're all in the same areas all the time. And we need to physically be able to see my mother in order to be able to understand what it is that she's needing.
Ramirez's mom is at high risk to be severely affected by COVID-19 because she's elderly, overweight, and has asthma. And all of that worries her daughter, Yuri.
We have to be able to see her so she can sign to us and we could understand what she's telling us. And if she was sick, I mean, we would have to be there. She wouldn't be able to fend for herself.
Like the family of Yuri Ramirez, many families in the congregation led by Imam Islam Mossad are multi-generational families living under the same roof. Many also come from touchy-feely cultures. About 60 different nations are represented at the North Austin Muslim Community Center where he serves. Imam Mossad says it was heart-wrenching for many of the faithful to learn their main service this past Friday was canceled, but it was one way for him to encourage social isolation.
But at the same time, we are educating our congregation that a part of our religion is to protect life and to protect health, that it's beyond just rituals of worship.
Although people are complying, bigger challenges are ahead. This is the first time in his life that Imam Mossad will have to consider observing the holy month of Ramadan coming up in April in isolation. A big part of Ramadan includes fasting during the day and breaking the fast during the evening with a communal dinner at the mosque. It is a celebration of faith and tradition that is meant to be enjoyed as a group, but it is a celebration that would totally go against the current norms of social isolation. If your faith tradition is different, imagine spending Christmas away from loved ones. Anthropologist Richard Flores says the current situation is tough on many levels, especially because it is a global pandemic. But his hope lies in looking at this moment through a historical lens.
The human race has faced so much over thousands and millions of years and continues to survive, that we will survive. We may be changed, but we will survive somehow.
We will be changed, and we will survive. I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.